This is the Mondak Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies, the curator of capitalism.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Today we talk with Brian Sullivan, co-host of the CNBC program Power Lunch.
This is the Mondak Oilfield Review, powered by buildingthebakken.com.
How's those four wheels you call dependable transportation working out for you? Not so good? Well, it's time you head on over to Sample Auto Sales in Manning and align yourself with a vehicle that can be counted on. Whether it's a car, light or heavy-duty truck, or an SUV, they'll exhaust their network of resources till you're satisfied. Begin your quest now at sampleautosales.com or dial them up at 701-573-7875. Sample Auto Sales in Manning, a dealership that flat-out gets your done.
United Frac, a reputation for the best quality new and used frac tanks. United Frac prides themselves in selling only the highest quality oil field equipment. United Frac has the largest frac tank inventory in North America. This includes new and pre-owned tanks. Contact a salesman today. Discover why United Frac sells more tanks in a week than competitors do in a year. Call toll-free 866-513-0565 or go to unitedfrac.com. That's United Frac.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Today we talk with Brian Sullivan, co-host of the CNBC program Power Lunch.
Well, okay, so I've been very vocal in saying about a year and a half ago, I came out and tweeted and said that I thought the oil's drop of this magnitude was bad for the economy, and people basically were saying I was an idiot because, you know, that's low gas prices, and low gas prices are good. Yes, low gas prices are good, but when you look at all the jobs that have been created in this industry over the last 5 or 6 years, keep in mind, this was the only industry adding jobs during the financial crisis. If you had a high school diploma and wanted a job and you were willing to bust your butt and freeze it off as well, you got in a car and went to Williston from wherever you were, you could make a good living if you worked hard for it. And during the financial crisis, this was the industry that was growing. We're talking tens or hundreds of thousands of good jobs, and that's why I've said that I don't think that it's a positive for America. Just because we have cheap gas, people aren't going to buy a home because gas is cheap, right? They may change the car they're driving and drive more miles and maybe order an extra dessert at work. I'm not saying it doesn't matter. It does. But also the hundreds of thousands of jobs that are going to be either lost or have their pay slashed does have a negative effect as well. If you look at the national data, Texas and North Dakota had an outsized impact on the data in America. And that's important psychologically, right? If you look at the data now, like we had retail sales data, but if you dug into it, you saw that gas stations were the only one that really that was down big.
To listen to the full-length interview with Brian Sullivan, co-host of CNBC's Power Lunch, or to listen to other Mondak Oilfield reviews, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Mondak Oilfield Review would like to thank its local sponsors, as well as Sample Auto Sales out of Manning, North Dakota. Check them out online at sampleautosales.com and United Frac. For more information, unitedfrac.com. That's unitedfrac.com. From the staff of the Mondak Oilfield Review, be safe, be happy, and keep it turning to the right.